Rebel leaders in the Libyan city of Benghazi are welcoming today's visit from Senator John McCain, who's been a strong proponent of U.S. intervention in Libya. McCain says he's there to, quote, get an on-the-ground assessment of the situation. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen had his own assessment today. He told a press conference that the Libyan conflict is certainly moving towards stalemate. The backdrop to all of this is the U.S. decision to use unmanned armed drones to patrol the skies over Libya. So what exactly is Washington thinking about Libya? With us is Greg Jaffe. He's military correspondent for The Washington Post. And Greg, let's start with the drone patrols. What does the U.S. hope to achieve with these?
Well, I think that they give an additional capability to NATO. You know, as the Libyan loyalist forces or Gaddafi's forces have sort of moved into the city, they've become tougher to hit. And the drones are really good at attacking forces in populated areas without causing a lot of civilian deaths. So it gives them a little bit finer touch in terms of hitting what they want to hit.
Could the fact that the U.S. is authorizing the use of these drones be perceived as the first step toward more military intervention on the part of the U.S. in Libya?
It's certainly a deepening of U.S. involvement in the sense that the Obama administration had kind of said, look, we're getting out of the strike business and turning that over to NATO and taking a supporting role. Well, now this pushes the U.S. military back into the business of sort of striking targets on the ground. Whether we'll see a deepening of U.S. involvement beyond this, Secretary Gates was pretty adamant that in his view that wasn't going to happen yesterday. But we'll see. As this thing drags on, it seems like calculus could change.
Now, Libyan officials say that using these drones is a violation of the UN Security Council resolution that authorized intervention in Libya. And Libyan officials also say, you know, this means that innocent civilians are going to get hurt or killed here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. I guess the White House and the U.S. military would say a lot of innocent civilians are getting hurt and killed right now. And one of the advantages of these drones is that they do kind of linger over the battle for a lot longer, over a greater period of time than fighter jets. In other words, they allow for kind of greater precision and understanding, but they're far from perfect, as any weapon system is, you know.
And what about the legality issue about being a violation of the UN Security Council resolution?
Well, I mean, it's tricky. The UN Security Council resolution is about protecting civilians, and that's what the goal of this is. But, you know, the individual NATO nations that have participated seem to have pushed that further. In some cases, degrading the Libyan military seems to be increasingly what they're trying to achieve.
Now, what can you take, or can you, really, when you look at the statements from Admiral Mullen, who commented in Baghdad and said, stalemate, when you look at what John McCain is saying in Libya, you know, that more military support for the Libyan rebels is needed, and Secretary Gates' press conference about the situation in Libya, the use of the drones, overall, do we have a clear sort of position on where the U.S. is here in terms of military intervention in Libya?
Well, I think for right now, I wouldn't expect to see a lot more than the drones. The Obama administration has been so adamant regarding boots on the ground. I would be very surprised if any time in the near future or even a little bit further out, we saw American boots on the ground. I just don't think that's going to happen, in part just for political reasons. They've really, you know, been so adamant against it. It would look like a major reversal if they opened things up to boots on the ground. You know, we might see more U.S. strike aircraft potentially, but that doesn't feel likely in the immediate term.
And what about the fact that we're hearing stalemate, yes, but 30% to 40% of Gaddafi's ground forces may have been destroyed? I mean, I know it's difficult to get an accurate situation of what is happening militarily on the ground there, but do you think that everyone is speaking with the same voice on exactly what the situation is in Libya?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but to a certain extent, there's confusion out there. I mean, we don't really know. It's probably true that they've degraded a large percentage or a significant percentage of Gaddafi's military. It's also true that the rebels are really poorly armed, very disorganized, and not particularly effective. It's probably true that, you know, the longer this goes on, the harder it gets for Gaddafi to sustain his military. The sanctions will make it over time harder for him to buy weapons and pay his military. And the continued strikes do slowly degrade.
Greg Jaffe, military correspondent for The Washington Post. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Sure, no problem.